Rome. Information. Region, Lazio. Geographical position. Located in the central western part of the Italian peninsula on the banks of the River Tiber, which is the longest in the country after the River Po. Population. About 2.9 million residents within an area of 1,285 square kilometres. Climate. Mediterranean. July and August are the warmest months of the year with average maximum temperatures of 30 degrees centigrade. The coldest months are January and February. During these months, the minimum temperatures are around 5 degrees centigrade. How to get there? The most common ways to travel to Rome are by plane and train. Airports. Rome has two international airports, Fiumicino Airport, FCO, and Ciampino Airport, CIA. Train. Termini Station is Rome's main railway station. It is also the main hub for public transport inside Rome. Another important railway station is Roma Tiburtina. Getting around Rome. Bus. Rome's bus network is quite efficient and extensive. Metro. The metro system consists only of three lines. Nevertheless, it accesses the city's most important landmarks. On foot. Walking is the best way of getting around the city centre. Once the powerful centre of the Roman Empire and later the home of the Roman Catholic Church, Rome has played an influential role in European history. The city today contains numerous magnificent ancient buildings. Some of these are very well preserved, such as the Pantheon and the Colosseum, while others are picturesque ruins in the very centre of town. The Vatican, in the part of the city which from the 9th century onwards became the stronghold of the popes, has been the smallest independent state in the world since 1929. Must-sees are the Vatican Museums, which display 20,000 works from the immense collection of art and sculpture collected over centuries, and the Sistine Chapel, with Michelangelo's magnificent painted ceiling, regarded as one of the major artistic accomplishments of human civilization and seen by 5 million people a year. On most Sundays, at noon, the Pope appears to the public and speaks from his window in St. Peter's Square. Among Rome's 900 churches, there are still a number which have fascinating early Christian mosaics. But most of the churches were decorated in later centuries, with Baroque masterpieces by Bernini and Borromini, and then in the elaborate splendour found in the Counter-Reformation period. No visitor can fail to notice the abundance of water in Rome, brought to it by aqueduct since ancient Roman times from springs many miles away. A special feature of the city is its numerous fine parks, including the huge Villa Borghese in its very centre. The distinctive atmosphere is perhaps best perceived today in the elegant and lively streets around Piazza di Spagna, as well as Piazza Navona, Campo dei Fiori, around the Pantheon and Trastevere. Ancient sites and buildings. The Roman Forum. In ancient Rome, the Forum was the place where the Romans gave public speeches, held elections and religious processions, and was the centre of commercial activity. The Forum, along with the Colosseum, is one of the largest surviving examples of the magnificence of the Roman Empire still seen in Rome today. The Forum is a central rectangular area surrounded by the ruins of temples and official buildings. After the fall of the empire, the Roman Forum and the buildings around it fell into collapse and decay, and the whole area eventually became a ruin. The Colosseum. Rome's greatest amphitheatre was commissioned by Emperor Vespasian in AD 72. Deadly gladiator combats and wild animal fights were staged by emperors and wealthy citizens, largely to gain popularity. The Colosseum could hold up to 55,000 people, who were seated according to rank. Though partially damaged due to earthquakes and vandalism, the main structure of the building still stands and is today the building that most symbolizes the city of Rome. The Pantheon. The Pantheon is located in Piazza della Rotonda, between the Trevi Fountain and Piazza Navona. With its massive columned portico fronting a circular building topped with a hemispherical dome, it is considered to have perfectly harmonious proportions and is one of the architectural masterpieces of the Italian capital. The present structure was built and possibly designed by Emperor Hadrian in AD 118 on the site of an earlier temple and was dedicated to all the gods. In the 7th century, it became a Christian church. Churches and temples. The Vatican and St. Peter's. The Vatican, holy city for Catholics all over the world, is the world's smallest fully independent sovereign state and is ruled by the Pope. It occupies 43 hectares within high walls watched over by the Vatican Guard. It was the site where St. Peter was martyred, circa AD 64, and buried, and it became the residence of the popes who succeeded him. The papal palaces, next to the great Basilica of St. Peter's, are home to the Sistine Chapel and the enormous collections of the Vatican Museums. About 650 people live here, and in addition to accommodation for staff and ecclesiastics, the city has its own post office, bank, currency, judicial system, radio station, shops, and a daily newspaper, L'Osservatore Romano. It is the headquarters of the Roman Catholic Church and where the Pope lives. In a city of outstanding churches, none equals St. Peter's, Italy's largest and most spectacular basilica. Its construction was begun by Pope Julius II in 1506 and completed in 1615 under Paul V. It is famous for its enormous dome, the highest in the world, and it contains the tomb of St. Peter the Apostle. It is a major pilgrimage site for Christians from all over the world. The interior of St. Peter's is filled with many masterpieces of Renaissance and Baroque art, among the most famous of which are Michelangelo's Pietà, the baldacchino over the main altar, the statue of St. Longinus, the tomb of Urban VIII, and the bronze cathedra of St. Peter in the apse, all by Bernini. Santa Maria Maggiore. Founded in about AD 420, the basilica displays varied architectural styles, ranging from early Christian to late Baroque. Santa Maria Maggiore retains the original colonnaded triple nave, lined with panels of rare 5th century mosaics. The marble floor and bell tower are medieval, as are the spectacular mosaics on the triumphal arch and in the loggia. The lavish coffered ceiling is Renaissance. The facades, domes, and chapels are Baroque. San Giovanni in Laterano. San Giovanni in Laterano, the official cathedral of Rome, was founded by Emperor Constantine in the early 4th century. It has been rebuilt several times, notably in 1646, when Borromini restyled the interiors, but retains its original basilica form. Before the papacy moved to Avignon in 1309, the adjoining Lateran Palace was the official papal residence. The present structure dates from 1589, but older parts survive, like the Scala Santa, which Christ is said to have climbed at his trial. Museums and galleries. The museums of Rome are among the richest in the world. The Vatican alone contains incomparable collections of 70,000 Etruscan, Greek, Roman and early Christian artifacts, as well as frescoes by Michelangelo and Raphael, priceless manuscripts and jewellery. The Vatican Museums. Founded by Pope Julius II in the early 16th century and enlarged by successive pontiffs, the Vatican Museums boast one of the world's greatest art collections. Exhibits range from Egyptian mummies and Etruscan bronzes to ancient busts, old masters, and modern paintings. Highlights include the spectacular collection of classical statuary in the Museo Pio Clementino, a suite of rooms frescoed by Raphael, and the Michelangelo-painted Sistine Chapel. Housing the museums are the lavishly decorated halls and galleries of the Palazzo Apostolico Vaticano. This vast complex consists of two palaces, the original Vatican Palace, nearer to St. Peter's, and the 15th century Palazzetto di Belvedere, joined by two long galleries. Museum and Galleria Borghese. Cardinal Scipione Borghese's villa was designed in 1605 as a typical Roman country house, with its wings projecting into the surrounding gardens. It was built by Flaminio Poncio, Pope Paul V's architect, and was used by Scipione for entertaining guests and for displaying his impressive collection of paintings and sculpture. Highlights include some of Bernini's finest sculptural works, Apollo and Daphne, 1624, The Rape of Proserpina, 1621-22, and David, 1623. The gallery also contains some magnificent Baroque and Renaissance paintings.